So in the fourth chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells us that he is an incarnation of the Supreme Consciousness, which then he demonstrates in the 10th and 11th chapter, especially the 11th chapter, where he shows his Virat Swarup, huge form, where the whole universe exists in that. And he says he has appeared to remove adharma and protect dharma, remove evil and protect the good. And then he tells us about the various kinds of actions to be done, actions which are forbidden. And then the state of actionlessness, where the individual becomes one with the consciousness, and as a witness he watches what is happening in the world. And then we saw some verses about the man of wisdom, how such an individual, he or she functions in the world, remaining balanced in all pairs of opposites, dedicating their activities to Lord, always centered on the self, with living a life of self-control and yajna, working for others. Such a person, yajna ya charata karma, sarvam praviliyate. All karmas dissolve in this individual because there is no doership. Such a person works as an instrument of the Lord, and the Lord is working through me. Last week we did that 24th verse, Brahmarpanam Brahmavihi Brahmagnav Brahmanahutam Brahmaiva Tena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. So I'll just spend a little time revising that, because that's a very important verse, and all the other verses are a simple application of that, because that verse is the highest knowledge of the Upanishads, and then other verses are simplified explanation of that verse. So as we had done last week, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi, the ladle or the spoon with which the ghee and the offerings are done is Brahman. And Havi is the Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi. Havi is the ghee or the offerings that we put in the fire. Brahmagnav, and the fire where it is offered is also Brahman. So the offerings are Brahman, the ladle is Brahman, the fire is Brahman, and the one who is offering, the yajman, or the one who is doing the prayers, he is also Brahman, Brahmana Hutam. And also the priest who is chanting the mantras is Brahman. Everything is Brahman alone. That is the meaning of this verse. And why do we have to know this verse? Brahmaiva tena gantavyam. And what is the goal of the seeker? Is not to do the rituals, not just to get a son, or my daughter should get married, or my factory should do well. The true goal of all yajna should be to reach Brahman, to become one with that. Brahma karma samadhina, and all activities of such an individual are dedicated to the higher. And then alone you can reach this goal of Brahman. And then as we mentioned, all Swamiji's chant this mantra before they eat, because the idea is that the food is the Lord himself. The one who prepared the food is the Lord. The one who is eating the food is the Lord. And what is the ladle? Ladle is the fork with which we continuously keep filling our stomach 4 times a day, all day, and even at night. That is the Brahmarpanam. And who is the Lord? What is the fire? It is the digestive fire. Vaishvanara, aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Bhagavan says in the 15th chapter, I am the digestive fire which digests the food. And the goal of eating is not just for taste. Of course, it's good to have tasty food, but not for fattening the body or just for enjoyment. The goal of eating is that may this food nourish me so that I may serve the world and ultimately become one with Brahman. And same can be for any activity. Ultimately, this whole universe is Brahman, and everything that we are doing is an offering to that Supreme Consciousness. But then Arjuna says, Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna. So he says, what? What do you want? This is too difficult. You know, to see everything as Brahman and Brahmagnav and the fire, and constantly I have to do it. Do you have any simpler method, you know, when the teacher gives something complicated, you say, can you give some simple example that I can follow? This is too hard. And we all feel the same way. And what I would suggest, recommend, is that everybody, before they eat, please chant this mantra. Memorize it. Even if you can't memorize it, at least know the meaning of the mantra. That the food is the Lord, the one who prepared is the Lord, and the one to whom it is being offered is the Lord himself. It's like, you know, Christians when they do grace. So the idea is, I'm grateful to the Lord, and may this food nourish me so that I may serve the world. So please do that before every meal, and ultimately all our activities should be done with that same attitude of service. So now Bhagavan Sri Krishna, based on Arjuna's request and our request, because we find this bahut mushkil, it's too hard. So today he'll give us some simpler yagnas that we all can practice. And slowly, the goal should be the 24th, that every activity is Brahman. Everything is the Lord. If I can't see that, then simpler things are given for us. Through Arjuna, he is giving us, because the question is that the man of enlightenment or a wise person that we have heard in the 20, 21, 22, 23 verse in this chapter, does this person work or does he become useless? You know, people think a man of enlightenment is just not good for anything. He just sits in his room in meditation, or he's sitting in some, you know, cave in the Himalayas, or in some monastery meditating all day, and, you know, he becomes quite useless. That is our idea. But as Gurudev says in his commentary, if you look at the life of Bhagavan Shankaracharya, how much he worked, you know, even though his span was only 32 years, Vivekananda, Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda, all these great masters, they worked constantly throughout the day and night and accomplished so much in their lifetime. And then people like Raman Maharishi, they did not travel, stayed in one place, but then people came and in their presence got the benefit. So how does this person work in the world, and what is this yagna? So different yagnas. Yagna means, as we said, offering. In the olden days, it was offering into the fire. But here, there are different offerings that we will talk about today. So verse number 25, chapter 4, verse number 25. Daiva meva pare yajnam. Yogina paryupasate. Brahmagnava pare yajnam. Yagne naivo pajuhvati. Together. Daiva meva pare yagnyam. Yoginah paryupasate. Brahmagnava pare yagnyam. Yagne naivo pajuhvati. So apare. Apare means others. Some others who are not at that level, like people like us, what do? To the daivas. So daivas in the traditional meaning is the gods. You know, the gods in heaven, the celestial powers. But here, Gurudev will give us a different meaning of this. But originally, the prayers were to the gods. Like they would offer, suppose there's no rain, they would offer prayer to Indra. Or if they wanted knowledge, they would offer it to Mother Saraswati. You know, and so on, or you know, like we do the in Durgashtami, you know, Mother Durga. So that is one, but there is another meaning. So Daiva Meva, so Devas alone, apare, some people, Yajnam, some yoginaha, some yogis, paryupasate, they worship the Devas or offer the sacrifice to the Devas. And others, what do they do in the second line? Apare, again, Bhagavan uses that. Brahmagnav, in the fire of Brahman. This is a seventh case, in the fire of Brahman. Yajnam, yajne nai, through yajna, eva, upajuhvati. And through yajna, they offer yajna in the fire of Brahman, upajuhvati. So what do we mean by this verse? So some people offer it to the devas, other people offer the self in the fire of the self, in the fire of Brahman. So the word is used is devas. As we said, devas were the celestial gods, but in the world nowadays we don't offer yajnas. You know, you can't sit for 1 hour and the smoke is coming in your eyes, and then nowadays they have, you know, alarm, so the alarm will go off, and then, you know, your back hurts, you can't sit for this long a time. So yajna I can't do, and 1 hour is nothing. You know, most priests, they go on for 2 hours, 3 hours. So I can't do that. So here the word deva means illuminator, the one that illumines. Deva also means the one that illumines. So what illumines all the objects of the world are the sense organs. So it's not the organs, but the ability to see. So with the ability to see, my eyes, through my eyes, I illumine all the sights. Even though science says, you know, the light goes from the object through the pupil into the retina, but our scripture says it's the other way around. Through my eyes, my ability to see, I illumine the scene. Through my ears, the hear, nose, smell, touch, taste, all those. Because if I'm watching something, somebody is passing by and my attention is somewhere else, I'll see that person, but that person won't register. And afterwards he'll say, you know what, I walked right in front of you, I waved, you didn't even, I didn't see you, my mind was somewhere else. So it is the mind that goes through the faculty of seeing to illumine. So what they are saying is that these sense organs illumine the sense objects, and all these objects are bringing the offerings into my sense organs, into my the faculty of seeing. So constantly I'm seeing, I'm hearing, I'm smelling, I'm tasting, I'm touching. So constant input is going on. So he says these people control what they see and do not get identified. The sense organs will keep on coming, but if I get attached to everything I see, everything I hear, everything I taste, then I have no self-control. I eat anything I want, I see anything I want. We'll talk a little more about that later on. But it is said that it is the self, the consciousness within, because of which everything is going on. My eyes are seeing, my ears are hearing. So the yogi's attention is on the self, the consciousness, because of which all these activities are going on. And in the process, how do I not get attached? See, otherwise I get so caught in these sense organs. Oh, I want this, I want that, I want more, more, more. So they say whatever things that come from the world, turn the mind's attention to service. That whatever comes to me is an ability for me to serve. If I have money, it should be used for service. If I have ability to work, it should be used for service. If I have ability to speak, it should be used for service. So service, if that is the goal, then these sense organs and sense objects do not bind us. Otherwise, we get so caught up in all these possessions and things and whatever is coming, food and things like that. So they say the ego should be submerged in the self. As long as the ego is functioning, I am the doer, then all these objects will affect me. But if I say I am the consciousness, and in my presence, so the ego is Brahmagnau, in the fire of Brahman, the ego is submerged. So the ego is surrendered to the Lord within. How? Through a process of love. So through love, I surrender my activities to God. You say, God, you are doing everything, I am nothing. So as we said, in the path of love, I am a bhakta and the Lord is working through me. In the path of knowledge, one who has studied the Upanishads, say, I am the consciousness, the self, and in my presence all this is going on. Either way, the doership is not there. The body, mind and intellect, let them work, let the objects come through the senses. But a wise person, a yogi, walks through the world seeing everything. It's not that he will close his eyes, you know, like Gandhiji's monkeys, you know, he will hear, no, he will speak. No, you can't do that. In this world, you have to work, you have to function. So do it as. And why is Bhagwan giving us so many different yagnas? It's like a mother, you know, she has three children and each child wants something different. I want pizza, and then I want this, and another one that wants Indian. So what does she try to? She tries to accommodate everybody. Okay, one day everybody will have pizza, other day will have Indian food, other day will have pasta. So similarly, Bhagwan is giving us, because we are all his children, whatever is good for us, not only what we want. A mother will say, yeah, but you know, you can't have pizza every day because it's not good for you. Once in a while on the weekend is okay. So she will give what is healthy, what is good for the child. So similarly, the Lord is giving us what is good. And how can I give the self in the self? You know, how can I do that? So they say through contemplation. So when you sit in meditation, then you slowly direct the attention of the ego inward to the Lord, the self, or the consciousness within. And they say, you know, you to start at least 20 minutes, you should sit for meditation, contemplation. What happens to us? I said, from tomorrow I'm going to meditate. So I start sitting, you know, and in 5 minutes, you know what, let me check my email. Some important email must. So we turn on the phone, check the email, and then we put the phone and start. You can't do that. You can close the door fully, please. So when I sit, my attention totally should be the Lord. There is a very beautiful story about the gopis, how Narad Bhakti Sutra, he says, Bhakti should be yatha vraja gopika naam. So how the gopis used to think about Lord Krishna, that is true highest meditation. So there's a story about Naradji. As you know, Naradji travels all over the world. He can go through all yugas, and he can go to heaven, and he can travel. He has a passport to go everywhere, the visa. So one time he came, and one of the gopis was filling a jar of, you know, like this matka, you know, this pot of water to take home because they didn't have running water. So as she would pick up, it would fall back, and she would again pick up, and, you know, it would. So Naraji is wondering, what is she doing? She can't even pick up water. And so he starts. And he wants some water, you know, he wants her to wake up. I mean, she looks like she's in some kind of daze. So he starts chanting, Hari, you know, Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna, like that. And so she opens her eyes and she says, you disturb me. What? I just chanted the Lord's name. How did I disturb you? She says, you know, what is my problem? He says, what? He says, my mind is all the time in Bhagwan Krishna, all the time. And when I try to work, I can't do any work. I try to cook and I can't. I'm thinking of Krishna. I'm trying to pick up the water and it is falling back in because I can't. So what I was trying to do was take my mind out of Krishna so at least I can, you know, fill up the cup of water, this jar of. That's how my. And for us, it is the opposite. We are so caught in the world that when we have to think of the Lord, our mind even. Forget about 30 minutes, even 30 seconds, it does not stay. If I say just think and sit and think about the Lord, within 5 or 10 seconds, something else will come up. For us, it's the opposite. We have to put effort to think about the Lord. Gopi had to put effort to take her mind out. Her mind was so filled with that. She said, I don't have. So that is the kind of love one should have, where constant offering everything, all of their activities, they saw only Krishna in that. When they were cooking, they saw Krishna. When they were, you know, milking the cows, when they were churning the bucket, the butter, constant. So that kind of contemplation we should have. So when we sit for puja, or when you sit for meditation, or when you sit, my full attention should be on the Lord. And I should be detaching from the world, because for that particular time when I'm sitting for puja or meditation, no thoughts of the world. So my senses should be shut. I should sit in a quiet place so I'm not hearing sounds. My eyes should be closed. I should not have some incense burning, especially during meditation. For puja, it's okay. But the idea is that whatever I'm doing, I should constantly remember the Lord. And it should be constant, not, little bit here and there, but constant thinking about the Lord during all the activities. So somebody said, this is too difficult. Krishna Bhagavan said, this is also difficult. Yes, this is also difficult. Why? I like to see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Can you tell me something, Bhagavan, where I can control my senses? Because then I want to see here. I cannot just constantly think about the Lord and all that. So give me something simpler. So Bhagavan said, okay, you want something simpler? Here it is.